SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's been described as the Grocery Olympics. Mystery shoppers deployed to more than 80 supermarkets across the country with a mission. These shoppers were tasked with collecting household basics in the basket and at the checkout found out where you can save the most. Choice's new report showed that 14 common groceries from Aldi cost $51.51 on average. That's 25% cheaper than Woolworths, where total costs came to just over $68. Coles finished off with the highest total, just above Woolworths at $69.33. Choice editorial director Mark Serrells shares.
Everything we've done, everything we've bought, the 14 items in our grocery basket, these are staples. These are things people need to survive. So I think the duopoly, Woolies and Coles, need to do a little bit more to drive those prices down.
The findings are the first of government-funded quarterly reports to be released in the next 3 years. The Assistant Minister for Competition, Andrew Lee, explains.
Australia's grocery sector is one of the most concentrated in the world, with a significant market share for the two biggest players. So it's only fair that we have considerable price scrutiny on the prices of groceries being paid by Australian shoppers.
This scrutiny was heightened after Greens Senator Nick McKim chaired an inquiry which saw supermarkets grilled over its prices during a cost of living crisis.
The choice between Coles and Woolworths is no choice at all. Their prices are effectively the same and they might look like a duopoly with two different brands, but they're acting a lot more like a single monopoly supermarket.
Aldi's presence helps bolster competition, but it can't be found everywhere in the country, and it shows. The absence of Aldi in Tasmania and the Northern Territory means shoppers there paid more than $68 on average for a basket of goods. Customers everywhere else on average paid between $62 and $64 for the same items. Choice's Mark Serrells explains.
So not only are the averages driven down, but actually Woolies and Coles are a slight bit more expensive in those states because there's no Aldi to compete with. I think it's just the competition element is huge, right? And I do think price gouging is a strong word, but I do think Australian consumers are being taken advantage of because we have a duopoly here.
Customers are advised to use this information to shop around online before they head to the supermarkets so they know they're getting the best value possible. Woolworths said their customers have the luxury of choice in its variety and offer home delivery and online pickups. Coles said the same, adding it's unclear whether like-for-like products were compared in the survey. Meanwhile, Aldi celebrated the report. The next scorecard is to be released in September. Rayanne Tamer, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.